When you're sad and blue and everything is putting you down, you know the world keeps spinning around. You know you're not alone.
Yes, with MS, the world keeps spinning around, but you're not alone. Welcome to the 10 Minutes for MS podcast, in which we share information about MS in just 10 minutes.
In this episode, I'm glad to welcome Dr. Casey Holland, a naturopathic doctor specialized in complex and chronic illnesses.
Hello, doctor. Welcome to 10 Minutes for MS podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, doctor. It's a pleasure having you here. And we are seeing that there's a shift of people, you know, going from allopathic medicines to naturopathic approach of treating illnesses. And you being an expert on naturopathy and dealing with chronic illness will be the best person to help us understand what is naturopathic approach and why one should opt for it. Can you please tell us a little about naturopathic?
Yeah, naturopathic medicine focuses on getting to the root cause or causes of illness. And it's really beneficial for things like MS or complex chronic illnesses, because while we can still support the body and kind of what your conventional doctor or neurologist may be prescribing to help calm inflammation, naturopathic doctors can look at underlying factors that may be driving that inflammation, like self-infections, Lyme disease, Epstein-Barr virus, other infections, gastrointestinal health and dysbiosis there, and overall toxin load that may be contributing to driving that inflammation.
All right. So doctor, when we talk about naturopathic, there are claims that naturopathic approach can also help reverse the chronic illness. Is that true?
While there are always limitations to any form of medicine, the amazing thing about naturopathic medicine is that instead of just putting pharmaceuticals on the table that will suppress symptoms and relieve symptoms that may be very necessary, we will also look at changing the terrain in the body and things that are causing those symptoms. And if we can resolve that, then we can change the long-term picture of that disease prognosis and that person's life.
Okay. Doctor, one symptom that people with MS refer to is brain fog. So if someone has brain fog, how can naturopathic approach help that person?
So we want to ask where the brain fog is coming from or why it's there. A lot of times with brain fog, we see dysbiosis in the gastrointestinal tract, or exposure to something like mold, mycotoxins. We might also have Epstein-Barr virus or an infection that is going and hasn't been dealt with. So if we can look at that and then also use supportive things that are anti-inflammatory, like curcumin, resveratrol, boswellia, in conjunction with medications and making sure that those supplements aren't going to cause any interactions with those medications or change the effectiveness of those, we can support the patient with those symptoms while also looking at what's causing them.
All right. So yes, like you said, naturopathic approach is more about, you know, digging deep to know the cause, and that's how you treat it, which is very great. And so doctor, when we talk about stress, we know that stress affects a person with MS. What is oxidative stress and how does that person affect a person with MS?
Oxidative stress is the kind of leftovers that the body has to deal with after a stressor. This can be from an infection like Lyme or EBV or COVID. It can be from a toxin like glyphosate or mycotoxins. When our body has to try and remove these, it creates reactive oxygen species. And those reactive oxygen species, if they are not removed quickly from the body, can then go and cause damage. And So we want to reduce that. Emotional stressors can also cause oxidative stress. Okay. And so the more that we can support the body in removing that and have healthy antioxidant levels, the better the body can deal with it.
Okay. So what are the toxins do we talk about when we talk about oxidative stress, and what kind of toxins are we taking on a daily basis that we don't even realize?
Yeah, I always suggest to patients to go to ewg.org and check their zip code for their water to see what is in there, because whether you have well water or city water, there can be a lot of different toxins in there. And other common things that we see sometimes are mercury fillings and history of lead exposure from, you know, if there was past living in an old home or possibly the pipes in that and water through there. Glyphosate is a very common toxin now, and more attention is being drawn to the health effects of that. And so eating organic as much as you can, or checking out ewg.org's Dirty Dozen, which will tell you which fruits and vegetables have the most exposure to pesticides, can be very beneficial. And then also reading the labels of products that you're using on your hair and your skin, because we absorb the toxins through there a lot as well. And many products have toxins in them and aren't really regulated that well. So utilizing products, you can do, EWG also has resources on that. There's also an app called Think Dirty where you can put the product in and it'll tell you what toxins it has.
Wow. Okay.
Those are all things to avoid as well.
Okay. Doctor, can I ask you about kitchen? When we talk about, you know, what we use in the kitchen, and one of the most common thing people use is aluminum foil to wrap their food and their tiffin boxes. So how much toxin is there in the kitchen that we take and we do not know about?
Yeah, I really encourage people to, if possible, stop using plastic and aluminum and get glass Pyrex, so that we're just reducing that exposure as well.
Okay. All right. Doctor, since we just got over with COVID lockdown, and we have seen that people have been really struggling because they have not been able to meet their loved ones or friends and go out and meet them. And socialization does affect a person in various ways. So how does socialization affect a person with autoimmune conditions? Does it also affect in inflammation in some way?
Yeah, when we are in our community and around loved ones and feel safe, our body is more likely to be in a parasympathetic state, which allows our body to rest, digest, and to heal. When we're stressed or we feel isolated and are alone, we're more likely to be in a sympathetic state, which translates the same way it would as if we were running from a grizzly bear, and our body isn't going to be focused on healing that time, and inflammation levels are going to be a lot higher. When we have physical touch and hug somebody that we love or things like that, we also release other hormones like oxytocin, and all of those things can help calm inflammation, which is why community and support is incredibly important in autoimmune conditions.
All right. Thank you. Yes. So we have to stay connected to each other so that, you know, we can be of help and support. And that's how in COVID, we started a community more on digital platform, and we started helping each other digitally, if not physically. Yes. Thank you so much, Doctor, for your time today. It was a wonderful session with us. And thank you so much for all the advices you have shared with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Have a good day. Thank you. Thank you, Warriors, for being with us. I hope you found this session useful. We will be back again next week with another informative session. So, don't forget to subscribe and reserve just 10 minutes for MS.
No, you're not alone.